West Michigan Symphony postponing additional concerts and events in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the world in which we live, and one day the show will go on. On behalf of our stellar West Michigan Symphony, glad that you are on the line, Andy Belo, Executive Director. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Thank you for you, and what has to be done? So what had to be done, Andy?
Well, first off, we had to cancel our March 13th concert. That came almost exactly at the same time as the governor's initial requirement against public gatherings. So we very quickly turned on a dime, and even though we were halfway through our rehearsal cycle, canceled the Friday, March 13th concert. Since then, we've postponed our mid-April Pops concert with the trumpeter Byron Stripling. The good news is that in both cases, we've been able to reschedule. So the March 13th concert is now going to be on June 12th. And the Byron Stripling Pops concert is slated for May 22nd. So we're hoping that will give this nasty virus enough breathing room to work its way through and leave us all, and so that we could all get back together in safety.
What options do you have for current ticket holders?
What we've basically asked our current ticket holders, we've pretty much told them, if you have tickets right now, you don't need to do anything, because our promise is to make sure that you receive the full value of your ticket. It's also a commitment we've made to our musicians, which is that we will do everything we can to reschedule concerts, not cancel them. And so for ticket holders, if you discover that you can't make it on one of the dates where we've rescheduled, we're offering free exchanges for everyone, not just subscribers, into other concerts, whether it's this season or next season. And the other option that we're offering people is to turn that ticket into a donation to West Michigan Symphony. We're trying very hard to keep moving forward, and we need people's support, just as WGVU needs support, so that we can continue to provide our services.
Good answer on that. That's a reality. Tell me about what's happening with the block.
Same deal at the block. Everything there is kind of on hold. We had to postpone several education concerts from our youth. And our House of Hamel Celtic Fiddle program that was going to be taking place this Saturday night has been postponed. We don't know yet when that one is going to be rescheduled, because House of Hamel's appearance was part of a Midwest tour, and they've had to cancel the whole thing. So we're working with them, hopefully to bring them in for a concert next fall. And then later on at the block, we have the Tony Monaco and Farid Haq concert, and that has been rescheduled, fortunately, to June 6th. So that was good news. We're working on rescheduling our education concerts, the Click Clack Music for the little kids, and then also our debut strings and WMS Children's Choir concert.
So how's music director Scott Speck holding up? Let's talk about him.
Scott is doing great. He is, at this point, he's sequestered in his apartment in Chicago, not in Muskegon. And because, he said, well, my normal time for studying scores for next season would be June and July. And he said, but it looks like I'm going to be conducting concerts then. So he's home with his scores now. And getting ready for next season.
Shifting our lives in the way, that's upon us. Details one more time, Andy Belo, in general, Executive Director. You're shifting.
Yeah, we are shifting. The March 13th concert of West Michigan Symphony will take place on Friday, June 12th. and the April 17th Mardi Gras and Muskegon Pops concert with Byron Stripling is now taking place on May 22nd. Please watch the websites for further updates. And everyone on the staff is working from their home office. We're here to answer people's questions. Our phone number is 231-726-3231, and we're maintaining normal office hours, just remotely.
I bet you're wearing a suit and tie in your office there, Andy, at home.
You know, I dress up to go to work every day, Shelley, in my pajamas, suit and tie.
Love the reality check. Thank you, Andy Below. We'll certainly talk again. Executive Director, West Michigan Symphony.